I've just come out of this week's improvers class on a Tuesday evening, week 20, and tonight we were looking at both single weight and stillness in motion, and we were linking them together with relax the hips. Now, what links all of these together is the idea that they talk about in the old Tai Chi books of differentiate the substantial and the insubstantial. And the point we were working on more than any other tonight was the idea that to have one, you have to have the other to get the balance. And I don't just mean physical balance to make sure you don't fall over, but it's in Tai Chi, it's the insubstantial that makes the substantial possible. It's quite a conundrum in the mind, especially to Westerns who were not taught any of this different way of looking at things, perhaps. Our society's a bit, I was going to say regimented, but that's not quite the right word. But our society's a little black and white, and things are this way or they're not sometimes, I feel. And these contradictions can be difficult for the mind to grasp. And to illustrate the point, we were looking at, very simply, ward off left, and how you step into ward off left, how you relax into the weight-bearing leg to create substantialness. You relax to create it. You relax at the hips to allow the hips to float freely on top. You relax your weight down through the leg, through the knee, and down into the calf. You're feeling the contact with the floor through the toes, through the soles of the feet, and through the heels. Relax down to make the weight-bearing leg substantial. And the more substantial the weight-bearing leg is through relaxation, the easier it is then for the other leg, the leg that's about to move, to be insubstantial. Because you've relaxed all the muscle groups and removed the unnecessary tension. And differentiating the substantial and the insubstantial is about removing unnecessary tension, from identifying where you need tension and removing it from everywhere else. And if you can achieve that, you can take control of your own Tai Chi practice, and you don't need someone like me to be teaching you at all, because at that point almost internalize the art. There's just one principle left. Use mind, not force, which we deliberately don't talk about until the very last class of the second year. And I'll come back to that in week 30. Thank you for listening. Hope you found this useful.